भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 44. This is about the meditation. Krishna is advising Arjun about some intrinsic fact that when we are entering into the devotional life, what kind of meritorious activities we might have performed. Can anybody estimate? He says in this verse, purvabhyasena teneiva hiyate hyavashopi saha jignyasurapi yogasya sabda brahmati vartate. Translation and purport. By virtue of divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles even without seeking them. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. Advanced yogis are not very much attracted to the rituals of the scriptures, but they automatically become attracted to the yoga principles, which can elevate them to complete Krishna consciousness, the highest yoga perfection. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 33rd chapter, 7th verse, it is disregarded. The Vedic rituals are disregarded by the advanced transcendentalists, is explained as follows. Aho bat svapachato gariyan yad jivagre vartate namatubhyam tepas tapate juhuhu shushtor arya brahmanuchur namagranantiye. This has been explained by Queen Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas. It says, O my Lord, persons who chant the holy names of your Lordship as far advanced in the spiritual life, even if born in the families of dog eaters, such chanters have undoubtedly performed all kinds of austerities and sacrifices, bathed in all sacred places and finished all scriptural studies. The famous example of this was presented by Lord Chaitanya, who accepted Thakur Haridas as one of his most important disciples. Although Thakur Haridas happened to take birth in a Muslim family, he was elevated to the post of Namacharya by Lord Chaitanya due to his rigidly attended principles of chanting 300,000 holy names of the Lord daily. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And because he chanted the holy names of the Lord constantly, it is understood that in his previous life he must have passed all the ritualistic methods of the Vedas known as Shabda Brahman. Unless, therefore, one is purified, one cannot take to the principle of Krishna consciousness or become engaged in chanting the holy name of Lord Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurmilitanjena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Jutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaraganatam Tamtam Sanjeevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanutamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Brahmani Shri Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
पूर्वाभ्यासेन ते ह्रियते ह्यवशोऽपि सः जिज्ञासुरपि योगस्य शब्द ब्रह्माति वर्तते. By the virtue of the divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles, even without seeking them. Such an inquisitive transcendentalist stands always above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Haridas Thakur. He was born in a Yavan family. This is considered to be low birth in the sense that those who are in mode of ignorance, they continue the ignorant activities which are not elevating one to understand the secret of the Supreme. One has to become free from the entanglement of the three modes of material nature. Amongst that, the mode of ignorance is most predominant. People do not know virtually. They are giving up their traditions, they are giving up so many of their values in the social systems. They simply go after sense gratification, as epitomized by Hollywood and Bollywood. It's nothing but tantalizing the sense gratification. They lose the discrimination of the eternal values that pertains to the soul. Rather, they go after madness of bodily conception of life. The bodies are temporary, therefore they are cheating. Even though you do not want to get out of the body will quit you. Yes. You are not the controller of the body. Nobody is control. We think we are the controller of our body. We want to do whatever we think we can do. But how is it that such exalted examples take to Krishna consciousness and they are far superior than those who go through Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of upliftment from base modes and then mode of goodness, even surpassed and established themselves in a mode of goodness and activity? These kind of births in material life, even though mode of goodness is detrimental, it does not give us guarantee to get liberated. Sukha sangena chaad, jnana sangena badnati sukha sangena chaad. The people who are in mode of goodness, they simply want sukha and jnana. Sukha means bodily happiness and jnana means the knowledge of material things. They think by worshipping Saraswati Devi, we will get all the knowledge. But Saraswati Devi is not the custodian of avidya. Means material knowledge is avidya, the one that binds, one that does not liberate. How can she be the goddess of savidyaya vimukte? Vidya means the one that liberates is called Vidya. Otherwise, others are avidyas. Material knowledge, becoming MA, PhD, ChD, and whatever you want to call it, so many degrees, but there is nothing pertaining to the soul. Those degrees are said to be of avidya. And Saraswati Devi is not the custodian of that avidya. Savidyaya vimukte. She is the upholder of liberating education. The education that liberates us from the bodily conception of life puts us right on the end rail of our reality, that we are soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. So, how is it that people take to the direct devotional service of the Supreme Lord without going through proper purification or proper birth. Many people in India, yesterday we had discussion in the university that according to birthright, people are never classified into Brahman, Vaishya, Kshatriya and Sudra. By birth, nobody is intelligent, nobody is an administrator, nobody is a mercantile person, and nobody is a laborer. By birth, it has no distinction. So, being born in such families of, say, higher caste doesn't necessarily give an access to the same title. So the Prabhupada says, a doctor's son is not a doctor. He has to earn degree himself. A judge, a high court judge's son is not called high court judge. So a Brahman son is not called a Brahman son unless and until he develops the quality of a Brahman. So the falsification about the caste and creed thus becomes null and void. In Kali Yuga, all distinctions are dissolved because everyone has mode of ignorance much predominant. We are born in the darkness of ignorance. So, how is it that people are inclined to take up the process of Krishna consciousness, direct yoga, direct connection to the Supreme Whole by simply calling out His name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna gives the reason. Purva Dhyasena. It is automatically because in his previous life he must have done some meritorious activities towards devotional service, so he got the chance. This is exactly Haridas Thakur also explains, even though he became an example himself. Haridas Thakur says, bhakti cannot arise unless and until a person has performed bhaktyonmukhi sukruti, the meritorious activity pertaining to bhakti in that previous life. In the morning we read about even imperfectly, out of a mature state, a person falls down while executing devotional service, he is not at all at a loss. On the other behalf, one who is not a devotee and how expertly he may act in the world, he gains nothing. Tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakvo patir tato yadi yatra kva abhut amushyakim. Yatra kva bhadra. What is inauspicious for him? Ko vartho apto bhajanam swadharmam. On the other behalf, the one who is so expertly performs his duties, household duties, social duties, national duties, but no duties towards the Supreme Lord, he gains nothing. So, here, purvabhyasa, there must be some previous meritorious credit of devotion. That's why they are starting immediately on the bhakti. Many a times we get this kind of questions. How is it that all these Westerners, you know, took up to Krishna consciousness? You know, is it just like a fad or really they are serious? They can't fathom because they are all coming from non-believer sections, and not only that, you know, they are not at all in mode of goodness. They are mostly rajogun and tamogun pratan. far west you go, more degraded people are. Degradation in the terms of purification. There is no purification. While we are taught here to be austere and go through so many procedures of purification. Our rules and rituals that we inherit, especially those who are from South India, they are so rigid. But how is it that such a person who takes to direct devotional service by even simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, how is it transcending the rules and rituals and all other, you know, so-called the norms of our Varnashram Dharma? This is very important to understand. Queen Kunti is responding. Ahobat swapachato gariyan. Swapachata means a dog eater. Chandal. He is so much poor, he doesn't have anything to eat but a dead dog. That is called swapachata. He says, she says that he is Garyam, he is highly situated. He is situated in the topmost position. If the Lord's holy name is on his tongue, Yajjiva agre vartate namatubhyam, on his tip of the tongue, if he is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, he is said to be on the topmost position. Right? Because the holy name is powerful, therefore he is powerful. All this purificatory processes, they were supposed to yield some meritorious credits, so we can advance gradually in towards the liberation and then pure devotional service. These are a long way for a normal person to achieve, but he achieved directly, therefore he is the best. When Kunti said that he has performed all kinds of austerities and sacrifice, he has bathed even all different kinds of tirtha places and finished all the scriptural studies. Because the end of all the scripture is to know the Supreme, and you can only know the Supreme by calling out his name. There is no other way that you will ever know him. Krishna says that sarvasya chaham radisannivistam attasvatir granaponam cha vedaihi sarvaihi aham eva vedya. Out of all the Vedics, I am supposed to be known. The result of studying the Vedas should that they know me. Vedantakrit, I have compiled the Vedas. Veda Videva, Veda Vida. He is the knower of the Vedas. So therefore he is the conclusion of Vedas. So if one directly tries to call out, then he is supposed to be gone through all these different stages already. He doesn't have to do. In Brahma Sahita, Brahma is also reiterating the same thing. Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam adhyam puranam purusham navayavanam cha. These are the characteristics of that Supreme Personality of God. He is not impersonal. He is a person. And to know that personality, is Vedesu Durlabha. It is extremely difficult to go through the pages and find him out like this. Extremely difficult to go through the pages of Vedas. They are so exhausting. You don't have time even to read the Vedas. But even if you go through the Vedic study, it is difficult to find. Vedeshu durlabham, adurlabham atma bhakto. But those who are devotees, atma bhakta, those who are abiding in Him, they are simply remembering Him by chanting the holy name. They are simply keeping Him in their focus. They are adurlabham. To them, He is very easily available. That is the Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma says that I worship that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, Lord Shri Krishna. He is the origin. You know, and He has this kind of nature that He allows us to approach Him directly without any interference of the Vedas. So, it's a very provable fact that one can achieve the goal after the yogic study, after the austerity, after the penances that you perform. Even if you see this arrangement was meritorious in particular ages. In the first millennium, called Satyayuga, the process of purification was austerity, tapascaya. After hundreds and thousands of years of tapascaya, one may get, you know, benefit of purification. You know the famous example of Vishwamitra Muni. He was a Rajarshi, but his friend was a Brahmarshi. So he was envious. Vasishtha Muni. So there was always some competition between the two. So Vishwamitra said, I will become Brahmarshi. What do you need to do? He says, tapascharya. Go and perform. Vishwamitra Muni performed for 60,000 years that tapascharya. And Indra thought, oh well, he is a disturbance to me. He wants to take up my seat. So he sends Menaka to disturb. And really, Menaka, simply by twinkling of her ankle bells, made him fall down. And Shakuntala was born. So where is the austerity? For 60,000 years it's wasted. Of course, later on, he repented and started all over again. And he got through. You know, he became Brahmarshi too, by qualification. But this is simply a process of purification. In Treta Yuga, it was the fire sacrifice, Yajna Vidhi. For performing one yajna, you require four experts. One is called Brahma, another is called Hota, third is called Samvedi, and fourth one is the Ritvik. They are expert in their line, but they all combine to perform one particular yajna and to invite the Supreme Lord to come and take His oblations. In Kali Yuga, you can't perform neither austerity nor yajna. But in Dwapar Yuga, is also like that. In Dwapar Yuga, men live for 1,000 years. And in that millennium, the process of purification was worship of Lakshmi Narayan with gold and silver and jewelry, other, you know, pearls and all precious stones, not semi-precious stones, precious stones. Opulence. Lakshmi Pati. Can't be worshipped cheap. They want to continue the same tradition in Tirupati, so they put crores of rupees of crown in with them, right? But that's alright. Very rare. But in Kali Yuga, worship of the temple worship is very, very rare. And only just to propagate the holy name and teach others how to worship the Supreme Lord. This is allowed.
But every corner of the street in India you will see a temple just for earning money. And people are, you know, simply wanting some. But that is not the worship. Generally they end up murti puja, worshipping of dead stone or like that. They can't cultivate the transcendence in them. They have to be taught what is a real worship. It's called Vigraha Seva. And there are rules and regulations. Even to consider the Vigraha to be made up of stone or metal is a hellish mentality. Can't have tolerated that. So you have to have a conception and a training in order to do the deity worship. So in that is the room for purification in Dwapara Yuga. In Kali Yuga, men are but short-lived. They are lazy bums. They have no sharp intelligence. You know, they are always being troubled and are lucky. We generally say, who wants to come back in this Kali Yuga again? Anybody has a plan? Anybody has a plan to come back? But we believe in reincarnation, aren't we? But do you know what your fate will be? The whole world is worried about $7 billion bailout, that it is going to affect them. This is nothing. More disaster is yet to come. So, who has a plan to come back and go through the grilling? Young boys, is your school, is it very fun? Any more fun to you to go to school? Or it's a torture?
Maharaj, it is said that Kali Yuga, there is an advantage in Kali Yuga that by just chanting Harina Harina.
That's secret.
That is secret.
That's secret. Don't disclose. I want to just inspire them not to come back. But that is the point. That Kalau Doshani De Rajan. My dear king, you should understand that Kali Yuga is simply the ocean of faults. There is nothing good or meritorious except one thing. Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Braje. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and you'll be crossing over this insurmountable ocean of birth and death and Kali Yuga. You know? So, the point is, for gentlemen, this material world is not the place. They are out of place. Soon they will be replaced by, you know, IT graduates. They have no chance to survive. You know, their future is bleak. It's good that we know how to operate little buttons on the computer, but they are no more going to help because they want to advance and put up secrets. Today we were listening to this Asia news, something that China is spying on the Skype subscribers. China is spying on the Skype subscribers. They are recording their, you know, messages and try to derail. Ultimately, they are spying on America. They say. So they want to interfere. What is this? You know, ultimately, whatever affects America affects the whole world. Is it not? All the markets are going down because Wall Street is going down.
right? So the idea is that is it lucky to exist in this Kali Yuga? If you can make through, you better believe it will be a tough time. So those who are the future generations, what they will have to face, right? So there is no meritorious activity ever can be recognized in Kali Yuga because it's so fallen age. But there is only one good quality, and that quality is the real savior. Chanting the holy name of the Lord, you can cross over the Kali Yuga without any doubt. So here in this particular verse, Krishna is saying 5,000 years back. That holds same thing as true. That simply, if one worships the Supreme Lord by calling out his name even, he has performed in his previous life all the meritorious activities of bhakti. Not jnana, not karma kand. Therefore, the path of knowledge or path of ritualistic ceremonies is subordinate and it has no value. They are meant to purify our existence as far as rules and regulations are concerned. But one who chants the holy name, his liberation is guaranteed, even though he does by mistake or by unintention chant. Simply calling out the holy name, it is so powerful that it transcends the three modes of material nature and puts you right on the platform of transcendence. That transcendental nature belongs to the soul and the Supreme Soul. Our communication with the Lord in the heart can only be through this transcendental medium. Otherwise, it is always one-way track. If we want to communicate with our Lord and Master, you know, it is only the transcendental language. If our desires become purified by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then those desires in purified state can be communicated. Because Krishna is sitting as Paramatma or Super Soul in everyone's heart. So before you express your desire, he knows what are you going to blub out. You don't have to speak for him to acknowledge your desire. He knows it. He is the most immediate person. But you do not know him, neither you care for him. Therefore, the communication is only one-way track. Krishna remains only as well-wisher. But you don't care for him. We don't care for him. But chanting of this holy name creates an ardent desire by an automatic purification that it instills. Right from the core of our heart, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, our consciousness is coming out from our very source, our soul. And Krishna remains the upadrashta anumanta. Upadrashta means witness. And anumanta means sanctioner. Whatever we desire, he has provided. So the idea is that the nature of devotional service is so transcendental that one can approach directly without any inhibition. Just call out his name. Why are you ashamed? Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangam param braje. So we have to engage ourselves. And Kunti Devi says that there is no need to perform for him any other Vedic studies separately, to go through the baptism or getting converted from one religion to another. No necessity. He's already on the highest. He has already studied the Vedic literatures because he caught up the conclusion right from the very beginning. Otherwise, ask some gyanis, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? They will baffle, they will not tell you. Oh, you read Bhagavad Gita every day, you will get some new meaning. And what does that mean? Means there is no conclusion. Krishna says, sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam saranam. Give up your own mental concoctions. All different kinds of conception, give up and just surrender to me alone, utterly. Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami mashucha. I will relieve you from all the entanglement that is keeping you in this muck of material nature. Do not worry, do not fear. And we are too busy to hear this. Oh, we heard so many times, but we have no impetus. We don't chant, you know. We don't try to apply this most simple process that is available, and that is the only process available. That kirtanad eva krishnasya. Eva means only. Harinnama, 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 eva kevalam, kalau nastiva, 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 gati ranyata. Three times it is said only by chanting of the holy name. Only by chanting of the holy name. Only by chanting of the holy name of Lord Hari, you will come across. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Just call out. He has millions and trillions of names and each and every tradition and denomination. And chant unceasingly. Chanting will purify our existence. There is no other process is going to work and it is not working. So don't waste time. Our life is short. And rest assured that you do not have to undergo the Vedic studies unless you want to become a preacher. Then grill yourself and arm yourself with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. You know, become an advocate and, you know, fight the case to lift up the humanity. You know. So, in this way, many a times this has been repeated, you know, throughout Bhagavad Gita. So, therefore, it should be conclusion. When this is repeated many a times, they rise to the conclusion. So, in this way, we understand that unless one is purified, one cannot take to the principle of Krishna consciousness or become engaged in chanting the holy name. We have to go through a very rigid way. If we do not take it directly, then you have to grill yourself. First go through the demigod worship and then to the impersonal conception and then to yogic process and then to devotional service. Why don't we take direct devotional service? If we want to hold the ear directly here, or you want to go all around and then hold it, it doesn't make sense. Hold it directly.
It's right, they're approaching.
So, this is the purport of all the concentration or meditation that we must pick up the most pivotal issue of our practice upon which our ultimate liberation and going back to Godhead is secured. Anybody has any question? Question, comments, suggestions, I think everybody's hungry.
I'm not.
Well, that's also devotional service. to partake prasadam is also devotional service.
Maharaj, when you said that we can directly approach Krishna without any media.
Who said any media? Without any other processes of purification.
But everybody requires the spiritual masters to go through.
Yes.
We cannot directly approach him.
Naturally. But one who shows the path, one who instructs, and at the same time one who makes you realize, they are all different categories of spiritual masters. So, it's by association one gets the faith.
Which one is most significant or important? Like devotional service to the spiritual master or devotional service to the Krishna directly?
The spiritual master does not ask you to perform devotional service to him, because he is also a servant of Krishna, therefore he will engage you in service of Krishna. If you may go through him, you know, but your service would be directly to Krishna. He doesn't want to come between you and Lord, but he will guide you. Absolutely sufficient.
Is it just one has to get immersed? I mean, should be able to identify the soul and get it to... when the mind is still moving here and there and we're all fluctuating, on a platform, so many distractions, other things, even while chanting the mind, the name you can pronounce, and the mind drifts like a...
I'm not concentrating on... Just mind something.
Then realization is far away. It does not come. But chanting is purifying. First of all, it purifies our inner existence, external existence. Because the chanting of the holy name is reaching deep down to the core of our heart where we are residing.
Sometimes it may be mechanical.
Doesn't matter. chanting the holy name is so powerful that even one chants without any understanding, without even proper pronunciation, or in ridicule, if somebody utters the holy name, the path of liberation is guaranteed. It's already opened up for him. Kamsa was the staunch enemy of Krishna, and he would take the Lord's name in so much enviousness, out of fear and out of what not. Still, he got liberated. Shishupal was abusing Lord Krishna, and he got Sayujya Mukti for one time. All right. Jarasandh was ridiculing him. And because Krishna took birth as a cowherd boy, and how come a Vaishya is trying to fight him? So he was ridiculing him, that you are not equal to me. So in all the regard, they were all liberated.
But that may be due to the previous lives, previous generations, whatever good he has done. Maybe that was the one which carried to this life and got liberated.
If they had some previous accumulation of good credit, they would not have taken birth.
Maybe something left here.
No. It means these previous credits are not sufficient to get him liberated. You are contradicting your own words. One cannot get liberated of previous activity.
But that carries forward to the next life.
But then why it is carried forward to give another life? It means there are not sufficient credits.
That's right. That's why he has come back again as a human being. And whatever that is left, he is able to do it this life. And he got liberated.
No.
It's not because of just because he abused one person.
No. It is not like that. There are no understandings to pertaining there. If at all the accumulation of some pious activity is there, he would not have been born as an envious person to Lord Krishna. The point is, because he was connected with Kamsa, Kamsa was supposed to be his son-in-law. And when he was killed by Krishna, the father-in-law became envious of him. And on behalf of that, he came to take revenge 18 times. Do you think he has been liberated because of previous credit? No. It doesn't make sense.
Maharaj, how was it possible for Kamsa and demons like that to get liberated from Krishna?
Krishna kills.
How was it possible for them to think about the Supreme Personality?
Because they were warned.
They were?
They were warned. They were warned.
Warned.
Not born, warned. W-A-R-N-E-D.
That's what I was saying.
How can you just cross an open of birth and death?
How can you cross over birth and death? Chanting Hare Krishna. You want to come again? Do you think there is anybody a good friend of you here?
He's asking in English.
Who's your good friend here?
Get him an answer.
Only Krishna is your good friend. Who else can be?
No one else.
No one else but him, right? So, everybody is, telling you something, do this, do that. Come on, give up. No. They are all coming in your way, is it not?
And that's what I get annoyed.
So anyway, we want to make sure we don't come back into this miserable world again. It's only by transcending the material modes that you can be liberated. What transcendental process Jarasandha ever took? We don't have any record. Chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a transcendental process, whether you know or not. It's not a ritual. It's not a karmakand. The easiest proposition cannot be accepted by complicated mind.
That's true.
But still, the mind has to be eased out simply by chanting Hare Krishna. There is no other way. Just call out the holy name and mind will be controlled. They say for a complicated man, the process of accepting even the simplest process is most tough. Therefore, unless and until, if we have some meritorious activity towards devotional service performed in our previous life, can make us enter into the devotional further. Jnanonmukhi Sukruti, Karmonmukhi Sukruti, and Bhaktionmukhi Sukruti, which is most important to carry on Bhaktionmukhi Sukruti. So how do you know? The Westerners and anybody who has taken up the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what qualification they had? They took directly. They did not go through the study of Sanskrit or go to India and work their way out gradually. They don't have to take birth as an Indian even to know. And many Indians do not follow this. So what kind of meritorious activities they may have? Nothing. Zilch.
They might have done a good things, good pious activities in the previous life. I mean, they have crossed all those scriptural reading or tirthyatras and all everything. So that's why they could be able to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
They may not have performed even that, but any little service devotion towards devotion to the Supreme Lord was a permanent asset, and that is carried forward. And it is paying them off. So wherever they have left from their previous life, they are starting from that point. It is not that those who are expert but without devotion, they gain nothing, because in the next life they have to start all over from zero. While little Bhaktionmukhi Sukruti, even the 1%, they have to start from second, 2% onwards. In this way, the scriptures are explaining us. The most liberated woman, Kunti Devi, is telling, Aho bat supachato gariyan. Swapachata gariyan. Oh my God. For traditional Hindu, it is unheard of. But this is from Srimad Bhagavatam. A very conclusive statement. Just take without wasting much time, chanting process, and you'll be ever benefited. There is no loss.
And Narada Muni gives you guarantee. Yatra ka abhadra. There is no inauspicious for him. Even though immaturely he has, but he will get opportunity, a secured opportunity, a guaranteed opportunity in his next life. And when the Kali Yuga is going to advance in his next life, he will be more cautious. Without much entanglement, he will get out because the strength of his meritorious activity towards this devotion. Then the dishes are ready. Thank you very much. Oh, Guru Shashwat Prabhupada.